Parshas Vayikra and the follow Sheikh Ahmad Yassin. Exactly 16 days prior to Israel's decapitation strike against the head, the founder, the godfather of Hamas, Sheikh Ahmad Yassin, I spoke in the Beis Medrash of Or Yitzchak. It was Erev Purim, Parshas Zachor. We lay Tzava that day. Reb Pinchas kindly requested that visitors lower the volume. And then I began with the following words, quote, "An Israeli helicopter gunship appears over Gaza City and fires laser-guided missiles at a senior member of Hamas, terminating his career as a terrorist. Let's call him Ahmad Yassin." End quote. I would not call this an accurate prediction, because my intent was not to make a prediction. Rather, I would call this an accurate conviction that the enemies of Israel are on a heavenly hit list. That is not someplace anyone wants to be, because the Malach HaMaves doesn't miss. He always gets his man. Like the laser-guided missile which swooped down from the sky into a sea of Palestinians in order to catch the big fish. The Gemara in Chulin Samach Gimel Amud Aleph describes a bird, the Shalach, which swoops down from the sky below the surface of the sea to snatch a fish. This bird of prey is one of the 24 birds the Torah explicitly forbids us to eat. When Rabbi Yochanan would observe this bird snatching fish out of the sea, he would quote Tehillim, "Mishpatecha sahaim rabba," "Your judgments are in the great deep," implying that Hashem's judgments extend to the depths of the sea. This bird, the Shalach, is simply an agent of Hashem sent to capture and devour any fish destined to perish at that time. And this brings me to a pella of a point, the wonder that Hashem is aware of the most minor detail in creation. Hashem sees even a loose thread or speck of dust floating through the Bria. Hashem does not have to pay $45 to name a star in the International Star Registry. All of the countless trillions of stars were created by Hashem, and He watches over each and every one. He owns the deed. It's all in His name. How much more so is Hashem concerned with each and every one of our own lives, personal and as a people? Hashem knows our every thought, word, and deed. We have to look at ourselves as Hashem looks at us. Every step you take, every move you make, I'm watching you. But don't make the mistake of viewing this as a scary, frightening, or ominous prospect, i.e. the second I cross over a red line in creation, I'm going to get slammed. This is a gross oversimplification of reality. Fear of heaven is a very good thing. It's critical. But we have to understand first that Hashem relates to all of us with chesed before we factor in His exercise of gevura, strict judgment. Hashem employs His infinite power to shower us with good beyond all boundaries, far beyond anything we have earned or deserve, because Hashem wants only the best for us and favors us to an enormous degree in order to awaken our appreciation and dedication to serving Him, that we might prosper mightily in the end. In this capacity, Hashem is known to us as Hagadol. At the same time, Hashem sets strict boundaries, limiting our freedom of movement. We are bidden to enjoy the pleasures of this world within those boundaries and forbidden to stray beyond them. When we cross these boundaries, we pay a price in pain. We suffer the kapara, or correction, which prepares us to receive once again a flow of bracha, shefa, chesed from above. In this capacity, Hashem is known to us as Hagibor. But what really interests me is a third way in which Hashem relates to us with both chesed and gevura b'tziruf, working in tandem. Hashem employs His infinite power to shower us with good, but dafka only when we hold fast to serving Him within the narrow boundaries He has set for us, the Dalet Amos of Halacha. The most prominent place we find Hashem's chesed and gevura b'tziruf working in tandem is in the Mishkan, Beis HaMikdash, the temple. Dafka, in the avoida of adhering to the strict letter of the law, in that minuscule makayim, vast good envelops the whole world. Lamashal, in the merit of the lechem aponim, loaves of bread placed upon the shulchan, the table, in the temple, the whole world is blessed with mazayin, with bread and nourishment to sustain itself. In the merit of karbanais brought upon the mizbeach, sacrifices brought upon the altar, kapara, atonement comes to the world. Hashem bestows an overflow of chesed in concert with an exercise of strict gevura. Hashem commands meticulous adherence to the halachic demands of service in the Mishkan, neglect of which can lead to one's forfeiting his very life. When Hashem relates to us in this capacity, we relate to Him as Hanayra. Yaakov Avinu awoke, shaken by the wonder of finding himself upon the Har HaBayis, the future Temple Mount. Awestruck, he declares, Hashem is present in this place and I did not know it. Manayra HaMakayim Hazah. How awesome is this place. This is none other than the house of Hashem, the gateway to heaven. Chumash Vayikra introduces Hashem to us as Hanayra, meaning as the one who employs his infinite power to shower us with all of the rewards of life in response to our attending to the smallest detail demanded by our avoda in the Mishkan, by our service in the temple. Ad Kan Reb Moshe Shapiro Shlita. Today, when we no longer have a Mishkan and await the rebuilding of the third temple, the Beis HaMikdash, we all know that tefillah, our davening, our prayers, take the place of avodas HaMishkan. Davka, through davening, by devoting time and energy to understanding the words we say in davening, and through proper concentration or kavana in davening, by these means above all others, we can relate today to Hashem as Hanayra, the one who employs his infinite power to shower us with all of the rewards of life in response to our attending to the smallest details of davening, how we say, what we say, when we enter into intimate conversation with God. I want then to offer the example to end all examples. Try to fathom or measure from this example how much our lot in life is improved by davening from the depths of our being. I suggest older people take a drink of water and sit down. You may faint when you hear this. We all know how Daf Yomi works. Jews around the world learning the same daf a day, the same folio page of the Talmud in every country, on every continent on earth, in a synchronized fashion. Well, there is a similar system for completing all of Sefer Tehillim, the Book of Psalms, in a repeating cycle. Everyone faithfully adhering to this schedule in the recitation of Psalms was on the same page Monday, March 22nd, the day an Israeli Air Force helicopter gunship fired laser-guided missiles in a successful decapitation strike against the head, the founder, the godfather of Hamas. I found an art scroll, Sefer Tehillim, which contains all of the Psalms in Hebrew and English. In this edition, you will find the day of the month designated for the reading of each psalm, each capital. Look at Capital Kuf Mem, Psalm 140 in the Art Scroll Book of Tehillim. Over the Hebrew, we find Yom Chaf Tes L'Chaydesh, and over the English, the words 29th day of month. Now listen to the words of the author of Sefer Tehillim, to the words of David HaMelech, recited by Jews around the world on Yom Chaf Tes L'Chaydesh, on the 29th day of the month of Adar, which was this past Monday, March 22nd, coinciding with the strike against Sheikh Ahmad Yassin. Listen in this capital of Tehillim to the words of the author of Tehillim, David HaMelech, words echoed by Jews reciting the Book of Psalms for nearly three millennia, words spanning the whole sweep of world history. Listen in this capital of Tehillim for three explicit references to the man of Hamas, and to an explicit reference to the head of my besiegers, and to the subtle shifting back and forth between the man of Hamas, the man of violence in the singular, and the man of Hamas as the enemy of Israel in the plural, and to a graphic description of the... their conspiracy against Jewish lives, and near the end listen to the fine detail, to the amazing specificity in David's vision of the downfall of this arch enemy of the Jews. Lamnatzeach mizmor leDavid, Chalitzeni Hashem Adam Ra, Meish Hamasim Tinsereni. Free me, Hashem, from the wicked man, from the man of Hamas, from the man of violence, preserve me. Who devise evil schemes in their heart, who assemble daily for wars. They have sharpened their tongue like a snake. A spider's venom is under their lips. Selah. Shamreini Hashem miyadei rasha. Meish Hamasim Tinsereni. Guard me, Hashem, from the hands of the wicked one, from the man of Hamas, from the man of violence, preserve me. Those who conspire to cause my steps to slip, the arrogant have hidden a snare for me and ropes, they spread a net near my footpath. Today, roadside bombs and snipers' nests, they set traps for me. Selah, today, in public buses, malls, and cafes, grant not, Hashem, the desires of the wicked one. Do not cause his conspiracy to be carried out, for them to be exalted. Selah. Raish misibai. As for the head of my besiegers, let the mischief of their own lips bury them. David HaMelech could not name the laser-guided missiles that would descend from the sky to destroy the head of these besiegers. Yet he evokes a stunningly clear picture of those missiles spitting fire and plumes of smoke as they descend. Yimaitu aleihem gechalim. Let fiery coals descend upon them. May it cast them down into fire, into deep pits, never to rise again. Let not the slanderous man be established on the earth. And yet again, for a third time, Ish Hamas Ra, the evil man of Hamas, the evil man of violence, may it hurt him until he is overthrown. Finally, David chose to refer to this evil man of Hamas as the Ish Hamas Ra. The Ish, which means man in Hebrew, and is spelled Aleph, Yud, Shin. The letters Shin, Aleph, Yud are the Raishe Tevois, or initials in Hebrew, of Sheikh Ahmad Yassin. Shin for Sheikh, Aleph for Ahmad, Yud for Yassin. Chumash Vayikra introduces Hashem to us as Hanoira, meaning as the one who employs his infinite power to shower us with protection from our enemies and with all of the blessings of life, in response to our devoting ourselves to serving him within the very narrow context of our simple lives, our simple prayers, our simple, heartfelt, fully committed adherence to the fine details of our life task on earth, also known as halacha. But to do entirely depends upon knowing what to do. Dafka, through the mitzvah of keeping to a fixed schedule of learning, Torah, by day and by night, no matter what other obligations impinge upon us, at home, at work, in school, or elsewhere, and in the merit of our utilizing every additional free moment we can find to learn more, in the merit of our learning for a lifetime, in order to understand, to reflect upon, and to fully embrace our obligations to live a Torah life, in this merit above all, we will bring the final redemption. May it come, b'mhera v'yameinu, amen.